Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Pleased to be joined by Mayor Shane McFarland here on the Midday 180. Mayor of Murfreesboro. Mayor, great to see you again. How are you?
Good to see you again. My pleasure to be here.
This is a big day for you. You've got a member guest coming up, right, at Stones River?
We do. Stones River has their member guest. Got a buddy of mine in from South Carolina that playing. So got several people who are here. So excited.
I don't know. You're bringing in an out-of-stater, out-of-towner to win the golf tournament? It sounds a little fishy.
Well, we're in the fifth flight, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, we are also speaking to the youngest mayor in the history of this city.
And the question is, how young?
How young when you were elected?
I was 39 when I was elected.
Okay.
This was 2014 when you were elected?
2014.
How old was your opponent?
Maybe 58, 60.
Did you campaign on age at all, on youth?
No.
I would have been like, youth and speed.
Youth and vigor, right?
Youth and speed.
Yeah, my hairline from from then and now is substantially different.
Is this your second or third term at this
point? Second term.
Okay, so four-year terms.
Yeah, so
this I didn't know if it was 2 or 4 years.
Yeah, I'm just was elected last August, so I've got 3.5 years on this term.
Paul, Mayor McFarland was on the organizing committee to help bring Major League Soccer to town as well.
Big.
What was kind of the biggest hurdle or the moment during it where you had the most fear?
Well, I don't think I really didn't have any fear. I mean, I think when you look at what the area, you know, Williamson County, Rutherford County, and really Murphy, you know, we just approved signed a new agreement with the Tennessee State Soccer Association that we've got a new $14 million complex coming to Murfreesboro. It's going to be one of the nicest complexes in the country. Non-turf fields, an indoor facility. As a matter of fact, the President's Cup of Tennessee is here this weekend. And then we just announced for the year 2020, we've got the National Cup is coming to Murfreesboro. So, I mean, we really see that Murfreesboro as a soccer town. And I think that's one of the reasons, Paul, that they really wanted to be able to include Williamson County and Rutherford County because of what's happening in these areas. So I didn't see what I would say any hurdles. I really think that the community and the state really sold itself.
Mayor Shane McFarland with us, mayor of Murfreesboro. He listens to the Midday 180. He's familiar with some slogans of the show. And with that in mind, in the spirit of the show, you bring a proclamation with you. You have a proclamation inside of this folder right in front of you.
I do. I listen to the show every day.
Do we stand when a proclamation is made? I feel like we should.
Yeah, how
stand.
Do we do this? How do we make it official?
Ladies and gentlemen, please.
from the stage at Puckett's.
From the, what we need is for everyone to hum the national anthem and rise at this time. Get a picture of that.
There's an issue that we've had, you know, after really being educated through Paul throughout the mid-state of blocking the box that, you know, really had started researching that and didn't realize that it was the issue that it really is. So
this man is not kidding.
Awareness.
No, so, I mean, I really felt like being mayoral. That's what mayors do.
number one thing a mayor has to do.
Yeah, so I really looked and talked to Jonathan and felt like that, you know, we need to do something about this in Murfreesboro. So I've prepared a proclamation, and I'm going to read this. It says, whereas Paul Kucharski has been a staunch supporter of a dangerous traffic issue throughout Middle Tennessee called blocking the box. And whereas when a driver enters an intersection is unable to travel all the way through, they prevent cross-traffic movement and endanger other travelers by blocking crosswalks and bike lanes. In other words, blocking the box is unsafe, illegal, and causes traffic congestion. So Paul has tirelessly worked to educate the listeners of the Midday 180 to never block the box and advocated to bring awareness to this dangerous traffic phenomenon. So I, Shane McFarland, mayor of the city of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, do hereby proclaim Paul Kucharski as the czar of the mayoral task force to prevent blocking the box in the city of Murfreesboro. And I hereby proclaim him. This is big, Paul, because I heard the deal yesterday about you being at Barfield so much this year.
MacArthur.
Yeah, I proclaim you as an honorary citizen of the city of Murfreesboro and all the rights afforded to a resident of this glorious city.
Without taxation.
Absolutely.
This is glorious. This is one of the great honors of my life.
Paul wants representation without taxation.
Yeah, that's right. Now, the only issue with this, I got this with Jonathan, that this has to be framed and go in the studio.
So that, the only problem with putting it in the studio, sir, is that the weekend people will steal it.
Yeah, we have to put it in our green room and hope that it's not stolen from the green room.
The green room is seen to be laying off of stealing things. The 3HL will look at it with great jealousy.
And if we need
they will be looking immediately to have something proclaimed about them someone.
They're
heading
this.
Off to Joelton to try to get a proclamation.
Well, if we need to get you another one of these for your... I watch your Periscope, so if we need to get you one for your studio, we can get you one as well.
I mean, I'd love 10 of them. I'll send them to my family all over the country. This is truly one of the great honors of my life. I can't say anything bad about it. You could have put something about Stockade in there, but look, you had limited room.
Right.
It's phenomenally well done.
It's a beautiful document.
It's a beautiful, beautiful document.
It has the seal of Murfreesboro on here.
Oh, God. It's so good. I don't want anyone to touch it. It needs to be under glass, like the Declaration of Independence, like the any important document in our city.
We have to get it framed,
ladies and gentlemen.
And put it up
please
on the wall.
Stop crowding the stage. You'll all get a chance to see it in due time. Kirby, I do not want your nicotine-stained fingers anywhere near this document. Do not breathe on it. Do not touch it. Don't come anywhere near the stage.
Now, the document is currently eggshell color. We don't need it to be yellow by Kirby touching.
He'll age the document. Like remember when Kramer had the smoking club in his apartment, and in a week he aged like 15 years? Kirby would do that to the document.
Well, we want to make sure, though, that it's in a safe place so we don't have to worry about John Rich coming over and trying to steal it out of your place.
Yeah, could you do a proclamation that John Rich is a bleep hole? That's on the list of the upcoming projects.
So, Paul, this
hold
is epic,
your applause
right?
until the end. Everyone.
This lives up to every expectation I told you about, right?
You were working on this. I expected something show-wise.
Well, this is all
to be so individualized.
This is all through Mayor Shane McFarland of Murfreesboro. And Chad, we did not leave you out. Yesterday, we were having the discussion.
Chad came to a Best Buy here once.
Well, Chad,
I went to my nephew's graduation here. I've thought so many times I've been here since then.
He went to
the graduation at the Murphy Center. I call games at the Murphy Center.
His wife works here.
You graduated from MTSU, right?
I did not. I graduated from UT. But I spent enough money at different bars around town with my buddies who went to MTSU. I might as well have gone to school here.
He bought a Kindle at Belk.
Yeah. In true form, though, for y'all being in Murfreesboro today and letting people know the residents, I want to give you the key to the city.
This is very kind of you. Thank you so much. Big. Now, this is a legit key.
That is a great
key. I mean, the weight on this thing alone is unbelievable. I will say, we also received a key to White House, I believe it was, at one point.
The White House.
I
think it was during the Obama
administration. I love White House, but the Murfreesboro City key, so much better than that of White House. Thank you so much,
a few questions, if I may. How does it feel to get the key only to offset the proclamation? Clearly, it's kind of a throw-in.
You know, you take what you can get, Paul. I'm clearly not number one, but this is what I requested and what I wanted.
It looks heavy.
Beggars cannot be choosers.
Can I do curls with
the key? It's buried here. Feel this thing.
I want to feel the weight, the heft.
It's great for an office.
Oh, God. That's
terrific.
You could weigh down all your papers with that.
Now, can I keep this in my personal residence
Absolutely.
And not put it up in the station?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's where mine is.
You put that in the station.
That doesn't unlock anything, though.
Shh. Don't advertise that.
Yeah, tell them you can't lock the locks with that, is what he said.
That's right.
This is awesome.
You go over to party file near here, and you show them that, you walk right in anytime you want. I know.
I received this key, we're going to leave Puckett today, and I'm going to go to Gentleman Jim's to celebrate like the old days.
Yeah.
With one of those Styrofoam cup 64-ounce mixed drinks. That's going to happen.
I am so amped up now.
Mayor Shane McFarland, thank you. Good luck today. We hope you win the fifth flight, the member guest at Stones River.
Oh, man, I'm glad you are here.
Tell everyone we said hello out there, too, please.
I will.
I haven't been out there in a while. Need to get out there.
Good place.
Next year, consider us for the member guest. Take us out. Good to see you.
Right,
thank you so much.
Thank you all for having me.
Thank you so much,
Mayor. Good to see you guys.
Appreciate
Mayor Shane McFarland delivering the proclamation, Coach Mack, for not blocking the box and making Paul an honorary citizen of the city of Murfreesboro. Chad receiving the key to Murfreesboro. You should have been here. That's all I can say.
I am here. I mean, that is so impressive. I mean, on so many fronts. And Paul is now czar. I heard he was a czar. And so Paul's a czar, and Chad's got a key. Hutt, you did a tremendous job in the borough.
Yes, thank you.
And Hutton just actually owns the city. That's the difference.
Well, that goes without saying.
We're all dignitaries. Hutton legitimately owns this place.
That goes without saying.